The West Wing cast team with Democrats for fundraiser to ensure Trump loses Wisconsin. By BenQ on August 17, 2020. Cast members of the political drama The West Wing will host a fundraiser with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin on Tuesday to ensure that the Rust Belt swing state is where the Trump nightmare ends. In a message to his Twitter following, Whitford described raising money to take down President Trump as near and dear to his heart. "Hey everybody, Brad Whitford here. I am thrilled to invite you to a West Wing weekly event. Supporting a cause near and dear to my heart, the Wisconsin Democratic Party," Whitford said. "We're going to be focusing on all things Donna and Josh. Because of course, Donna comes from Wisconsin and so does the guy who plays Josh. Watch below." According to the event's description, celebrity guests will include actors Bradley Whitford, Joshua Malina, Janelle Maloney, and Hrishikesh Hirway. All donations used to ensure that Trump loses Wisconsin, and thereby the White House. Wisconsin was one of the crucial swing states Trump won in 2016, securing his victory over Hillary Clinton. "In the House, we will have the exquisite Janelle Maloney, the brilliant Hrishikesh Hirway, some guy named Joshua Malina, who I guess used to have something to do with show business, but is now successfully pursuing his dream of becoming Twitter premier agent Grammer Scold," Whitford continued. "Anyway, please come, give what you can, we're going to have fun. We're going to raise a lot of money and Wisconsin is going to be where the Trump nightmare ends." Whitford, who plays the role of the White House's Deputy Chief of Staff Josh Lyman, has never made a secret of his left-wing political views. In March, the Get Out star warned that the cultish insanity of President Donald Trump and Republicans who support him might very well kill us all as the coronavirus pandemic began to spread nationwide. "This is a moment to reflect upon the fact that Donald Trump and his enabling GOP are racist science deniers whose cultish insanity might very well kill us all," Whitford wrote at the time. Meanwhile, the West Wing creator Aaron Sorkin last year launched a vicious attack on Trump, describing the president as staggeringly, breathtakingly dumb. "We're living in a world of just crude politics, corruption in plain sight, out and out lying, and a staggeringly, breathtakingly dumb person in the Oval Office," Sorkin told Vanity Fair last September. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.